Phone Boys Speaks, episode 964, the FCC and hacking Wi-Fi routers. The FCC recently changed some rules in the United States, making it more, making it a requirement that the makers of Wi-Fi routers that sell in the United States that people are not allowed to operate the devices in frequencies that are not allowed in the United States. And so, in fact, what typically happens, and I know this because we go through this at Checkpoint, we have a couple of devices that have Wi-Fi, and there's actually three versions of the device. Now, the hardware inside of it is exactly the same in all cases. The only difference is there's an indicator in the BIOS or something along those lines that says this device is for this market, and so as a result, it can only operate on these frequencies. And there's no easy way for the user to change that. Now, and it's also the same software version that's on all of them. It's just that particular piece of code that is that determines what country you're in is it determines what frequencies are available, right? And so I'm familiar with this, and it seems to me that it wouldn't be that difficult to create create something like that, right? You can even lock it and you make those chips read in from the BIOS or something and only make certain things available. So it seems to me this could be solved in the hardware level, but what the router manufacturers are doing is they're saying, well, we're going to make it hard for people to change the firmware, which hackers just kind of laugh at, and given how insecure these routers are, just in terms of security vulnerabilities, I have my doubts as to whether that'll actually keep third party firmware off these devices. They're just going to make it more difficult, but not impossible. And in fact, I think Linksys I know did this on a few of their routers back in the day, and they made it more difficult for people to put third party firmware on there. And they said, well, they were able to crack whatever it is, and still get it working anyway. So I don't know that these rules are going to necessarily have any impact on this quote unquote problem. And it's, there's some rules about the frequencies you can use, and the Wi-Fi is a little different in different countries. At least the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum, and also things like, transmit and receive power and that kind of stuff, you have some limits as to how much power you can put out there, but that's not going to keep the hackers away. And I'm sure that if the designers of these products cared, they could probably design it in a way that even if you used open source software or whatever, they couldn't circumvent the restrictions, right? That the device is burned in for one particular region and that's it, right? But there's no margin on these things. So they're just, of course, taking the easy way out, which doesn't really solve the problem, right? I mean, yes, technically you can say, we tried to keep third-party firmware off of it, but the reality is that these devices will probably be compromised, right? I mean, they've got all kinds, they can't even deal with like basic security vulnerabilities, much less keep people from changing the firmware. So I'm thinking that this law in the grand scheme of things will just make it more difficult to put third-party firmware on your devices purchased after, what is it, June 2nd of 2015. But that doesn't, in any case, I don't know that it's going to prevent third-party firmware. It's just going to get more difficult to crack, but not impossible. And once you've taken off the first party firmware, which is usually pretty bad in most cases, then you can use OpenWRT or DDWRT, and once you've got different firmware on there, you're done, right? So you can put whatever firmware you want on there. So I don't know. Again, I don't know what impact this is going to have, but it's probably just going to make hacking third party routers just a little bit more annoying. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.